Grandmama sits in her chair, her fingers busy with her needlework while I try to make a house of cards.
I was very upset with your behaviour this afternoon, Gemma. What if you had been seen by someone we know? There is your reputation and ours to think of.
I drop a card onto the square I've built. Isn't there more to be concerned about than what others think of us?
A woman's reputation is her worth, Grandmama explains.
It's a small way to live. I drop a queen of hearts on top. The card walls shiver and collapse under the new weight.
I don't know why I bother, she sniffs.
Her stitching picks up new, furious speed. When she can't bring me to heel with scolding, she bends me into shape with guilt. I try arranging the cards again, perfecting my balancing act. Stay, I whisper. I place the last card on top and wait.
Is that all you have to occupy your time? Card houses?
Grandmama sneers. I sigh, and the tiny gust of breath tears down my work. The cards flutter into a messy pile. I'm in no humour for this. The afternoon's events were upsetting enough, and if I cannot have comfort, I should like some peace. A little magic can remove her disappointment and my own.
You'll forget everything that happened today after we left the dressmaker's shop, Grandmama. I am your beloved granddaughter, and we are happy, all of us, I intone.
Grandmama looks helplessly at the needlework in her lap.
I've forgotten my stitch.
Here, I'll help you, I say, guiding her hands till she picks it up again.
Ah, me. Thank you, Gemma. You are such a comfort to me. What would I do without you?
Grandmama smiles, and I do my best to return it, though somewhere deep inside I wonder if I have traded one of life's lies for another.